Good morning, everybody. I have to say, I really missed you. مش متعود أبعد كده عنكم يعني. We have like one or two lectures, but the aim of the day is to spend more time discussing the projects. I think most of you are engaged in the projects nowadays, and I know that many of you are doing very good work in the projects, so we will see how it goes today. I want to give you some announcements كده وممكن نقولهم تاني في آخر اليوم. You know, the projects are mainly to teach us how to work in a team, because evangelism needs like a teamwork. It's very essential to be a member in a team. I know many of you are very good servants, but you know, he could be a very good servant alone. But whenever it comes to a team, it's not easy for him to work in a team. So the project is a real chance to work as a member in a team. It's very essential to know this. Also, you know, we will start from the year 2011 to put you in a course of practical training in Upper Egypt and Tanta and these villages. يعني عاوز كل الناس تكون بتخدم في المناطق القرى يعني, like a training for them before going to any African countries or Asian countries, because you know it's a step يعني before this further step of going outside Egypt. So this step will be managed by Mr. Wadid and some other friends. ومارينا هتبقى معاه, وهنبعت لكم على الميل list of days and list of places where you can go or join any of the groups of الصعيد or رحالي, عشان يبقى حتى لو مش بتسافر برا مصر يبقى عندك فرصة انك انت بتخدم. خلاص ما تبقاش الحكاية قاعد تسمع محاضرات بقالك 6 شهور, لا, لازم يبقى لك خدمة حتى جوه مصر. واحنا بنعتبر خدمة الصعيد وبحري يعني سنة أولى كرازة, لأن انت بتطلع برا بلدك وبتقابل ناس برضو مختلفة شوية, فده مهم أو ان الكل يشتغل الحتة دي. We will have some time presenting some of the projects يعني لغاية المرحلة دي. We will have like 15 minutes presentation from Philippines. Also, you know, I want to tell you that the graduation date will be on Sunday 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. 13th of February. هذا لسه ما جاش جانيوري, لسه معاكم شهر تاني, ما تقلقوش, لا ما تقلقوش. Graduation date هيبقى 13th February, the Sunday afternoon. We will tell you about the place by sending the mail. I think most of you are receiving the mails, right? Okay. Deadline for submitting your projects is Tuesday, 8th of February, just 1 week before the graduation day. So please, يعني stick to the date. Yeah. Please leave your files in my office during the Tuesday afternoon meeting. And we need a soft copy with the hard copy so that we would be able to use your data in the coming trips. يعني لازم تجيب لنا في الآخر البروجكت على CD, وكمان إذا كان ورق أو فايل أو ملف لازم البروجكت يبقى موجود بصورتين, CD والورق. في بقى خطوتين مهمين قوي في 2011 يعني بصلواتكم. أولا, we are praying for the start of the evangelism course in French. It starts tomorrow for 10 weeks, so please pray for your colleagues in the French part. بكرة هنبتدي لمدة 10 أسابيع, أتمنى ربنا يديهم الحياة. هم شغالين كويس قوي, بيحضروا جامد وعملين شغل هايل وشكلهم هيسبقوكوا, فيعني برضو شدوا حيلكوا شوية يعني. هم داخلين سخنين. You know, the French course يعني are aiming at the French countries, mainly in Africa and some other countries in some other places in the world, but mainly for the three or four countries in the African countries. Yeah. By the way, I thank God I could meet His Holiness Pope Shenouda 10 days ago, and I presented the whole work to him, and he was very happy, and giving you all the blessings for the work. And I asked him for our major request with the priests for evangelism, and he responded very good, whoever ready هنرسمه فانتو حرين الرجالة تخاف. Thank God إن كانت مقابلة جميلة ومحبته الكبيرة وأبوته مجرى أنا ربنا يديله الصحة والعمر, لكن كان فرحان بالأخبار. I presented all the courses and the missions اللي راحت خلال السنتين اللي فاتوا أو السنة اللي فاتت, و thank God he is really blessing everything. بقول لكم عندنا مشروعين بقى مهمين قوي غير الفرنش كورس ده مش تبعكم. الفترة الجاية هتمشي في اتجاهين. We will pick some of you to attend leadership course, وده احنا اللي هنختارهم. معلش مش عشان حاجة, بعضهم يمكن يكون قديم معانا شوية في الكورسز القديمة, بعضهم يكون مثلا بنجهزوا لحاجات معينة. هناخد leadership course برضو like 10 weeks starting from the 19th of February each Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. ده هيبقى in Arabic, by the way, in Arabic and English, bilingual وهينزل على النت عشان لو حد ما كانش assigned للكورس ده مش هيحضره يقدر يتابعه على النت. كويسين بالكم؟ لكن معلش ما تزعلوا, لأن الدكتور مجدي اللي هيعمل الكورس ده مش أنا. الدكتور مجدي واخد غير الدكتوراه بتاعته واخد دراسة طويلة في أمريكا leadership from the Bible, فهو مش بندي قيادة leadership عادية, لا بندي قيادة كتابية مسيحية أرثوذكسية, وده ممكن يفرق معاكم لأن أي كارز لازم يبقى قائد في المطرح, فلأنه مش طالب غير عدد محدود, يمكن ما نقدرش ندخل غير 30 أو حاجة الكورس ده, لأن في 30 تاني من أمناء الصعيد والإبرشيات هيبقوا موعانا. فده أول بروجكت تصلوا له. لكن البروجكت اللي يهمني بالأكثر كمان كل الاتنديز of evangelism courses هيدخلوا بعد كده حاجة اسمها school of evangelism. هنعمل the start of school of evangelism, هنمشي في فكرة فصول classes. هنعمل classes هنبعت لكم على الميل, هيبقى في class كل واحد هيبقى مرتبط بيوم معين, مثلا الأربع بعد الظهر هيبقى في كلاس مثلا مسكة شهيرة ومعها حد بيساعدها, وإيه الكلاس ده له كوريكولم برنامج, وأنا بفتش بقى عامل فيها مدير مدرسة بقى وخد راحتي. واخدين بالكم ليه؟ لأنه الانتر اكشن مازال شوية قليل, إنما to develop our skills in evangelism and in Bible study and many spiritual and psychological and social and many aspects we should interact more than this, so the classes will allow us to such type of interaction. فالفصول دي هتبتدي برضو من نص فبراير وهتكمل لغاية قبل الصيف, ونديكوا الصيف اجازة كده عادي. فكل المفروض الكل هيدخل الفصول دي, انما لو واحد انجيجت في وقته قوي وقال مثلا هيدخل اخترناه للليدرشيب, لو وقته ما سمحش خلاص, لو وقته سمح هيمشي في الاثنين, لو وقته ما سمحش هيبقى مينلي فور سكول كلاسز فور الليدرشيب ده اللي هو احنا اخترناه. فاحنا هنبعت لكم كل الكلام ده يا جماعه, احنا مش هنقول لكم مين هيعمل ايه, بس هنديكم الداتا مفصله بعد كده. بس هم دول التو مين بروجكتس بعد ما تخلصوا البروجكتس اللي في ايديكم. Right after the project, the graduation, we will be in the school of evangelism afterwards. In case you won't be able to attend, make sure to send us back a regret email, as we will need to know the exact number of the attendees before the course date. يعني احنا عايزين ندخل ناس جديد بس الحقيقة هندخلهم بالواحد بعد كده هنعمل interviewing وهندخل بعد كده انتوا دخلتوا في الرخص فانا عاوز اقول لكم ايه اللي جاي بعد كده هنتعبوا شوية فاحنا ايه لو كنا هنزود على السكول ناس بنبقى عاوزين نعرف كل كلاس فيه قد ايه عشان لو زودنا بنزود عدد محدود عشان ما تبقاش الكلاسز كتيرة وهنختارهم في الانترفيوينج عشان كده لازم تردوا علينا ان انا هحضر يوم الاربع هحضر يوم الحد هحضر كلاس كذا هو مرة في الاسبوع كل واحد هيدخل في فصل ومش هتبقى كلها في نفس اليوم عشان كل واحد يختار اليوم اللي يمشي مع ظروفه طبعا the targeted attendees of the school the ones who have attended at least one course of the three courses من اللي فاتوا and have listened to the other two courses يعني المفروض ان اللي هيدخلوا السكول دي على فكرة مش هنعيد اللي قلناه برضه احنا هنكمل فاهمين ازاي فبالتالي المفروض انه at least تكون حضرت كورس من التلاتة وتكون سمعت على قد ما تقدر من التو كورسز اللي فاتوك اذا كانوا فاتوك كثير الobjective of the school qualified evangelism personnel who would gain and learn more and get into deeper knowledge in the evangelistic service the application will be sent in an email and you will be requested to fill it and send it to alcaraza@gmail.com the classes will be every Sundays or Mondays or Wednesdays يعني هم دول الثلاث ايام اللي ايه لقينا فصول في الكنيسة تستحملنا هيبقى من 7-9 from 7-9 PM lectures dates will chosen according to the majority's preferences by the way الكورس بتاع الليدرشيب will be online عشان حتى لو حد عاوز يتابعه من البيت او الجماعة اخواتنا اللي بره مصر and also this kind of school we will try to make some online sessions for those who are attending from other countries عشان ما نحرمهمش من الفكرة يعني صحيح السكول اللي هتبقى فيها كلها حوارات لكن هنحاول نحط some material online for them to follow برضو عاوز اقول لكم thank God I could visit اسكندرية ابونا فيلوكاتير and my weakness 3 days ago and we went to the hospitals and we visit some of the houses of the martyrs and I could tell you that all of them are really happy with what happened يعني فعلا حاجة مش عادية حاجة مش عادية ان كلهم متعزين وفرحانين وحاسين انها really a gift or a crown from the Lord يعني to consider them as martyrs or معترفين فاحنا كنا متوقعين غير كده يعني انما كلهم بدون استثناء يعني مشاعرهم فوق العادي حاجة مش طبيعية حاجة جميلة فعلا احنا انبسطنا جدا في اليوم ده and I could meet our group of Amber Bram servants in Alexandria and they are يعني حيب يعملوا شغل هاير معاهم وبيخدموا خدمة جميلة فthank God for all his blessings يعني كل اللي بيحصل خير محدش ينزعج يعني محدش ينزعج مستشفيات بصي different degrees of you know hurt يعني injuries لكن كلهم بدون استثناء are thankful to God and grateful to the Lord and يعني طبعا في حالات لسه خطيرة لكن وفي حالات مؤذية يعني صعبة يعني إنما by all means كلهم قابلين التجربة يعني كلهم accepted the trial وفرحانين بأنهم يعني chosen for this يعني this is their feeling يعني وده طبعا شعور مسيحي جميل يعني الواحد فخور بأن أولاد الكنيسة فيهم الروح الحلوة يعني one of the mothers of the martyrs she was saying I'm really proud. I never imagined that one day I will be mother of a martyr. So I'm really proud. طبعا ده كلام مش سهل يطلع من أم أبدا يعني. And another wife for a good man who went to heaven she was saying happily, really happily. He kept saying, يَبَخْتُهُمْ بِتُعْنَا جَحَمَّاتِ. He kept saying so many times. So I know quite well that he was chosen for this because he was dreaming of this. كان دائما يقول يَبَخْتُهُمْ بِتُعْنَا جَحَمَّاتِ يَبَخْتُهُمْ. فطبعا ربنا قال له خلاص بدل يَبَخْتُهُمْ تعالوا يعني هم خمس تخمام قولوا براحتكم ما تقلقوش انتوا قاعدين انتوا مش لسه بدري عليكم. اوكي ايوه يا مروه ها Yeah, thank God it has many benefits. الحقيقة يعني في حاجات كثيرة بركات كثيرة من التجربة دي ويعني we should pray more عشان ربنا عارف بيعمل ايه مش بيغلط في حاجة. By the way we are trying to make like a reference book for evangelism with the help of Dr. Inez Bersoon. So any of you have the ability to write down the lectures had been taken before. يعني اللي يحب يساعد الدكتورة إيناس في تفريغ بعض المحاضرات بالإنجليش لأن مع عملية التفريغ لوحدها طبعا احنا مش هننزل الكتاب نفس الكلام اللي تقال بالضبط لكن التفريغ ده هيساعد قوي في إنتاج الكتاب. فاللي عنده استعداد ما انت عارفين دكتورة إيناس ياريت يقابلها بعد في البريك بحيث انه يتفق معها ياخد number of lectures ويبتدي يكتبهم يفرغهم وهي طبعا عليها الاديتنج بعد كده والبرودكشن. يعني in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The first lecture about the relationships of a preacher. I think many of you who already had missions in some of the countries in Asia and Africa, they started some relationships to have friends, to have sisters and brothers in these countries. So let's go to St. Paul and examine what kind of relations should you have in your mission. You know, this is a very strange chapter in the 100 chapters written by St. Paul. Chapter 16, the last chapter of Romans. His epistle to Romans, Risalat Rumya, Ashah 16, is very, strange chapter because it's full of names and nothing like spiritual material. It's only salamat, salamat, salamat. And many of you may skip this chapter as if it's not important. But we will study this chapter now to look for the relationships of a preacher. Let's read it. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Syria, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her. Listen to this. Examine yourself, a preacher, after many years, and you have such kind of relations, and you are sending message or letters to your fellow servants, and you are recommending these people to the coming servants after, You may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Do not rebuke an elder man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity. From these two verses, the one from Romans 16, first two verses, and the one from the last chapter, from the fifth chapter of Timothy, you can see some kind of relations of a servant, of a preacher. And now you can see the specific responsibility given to some servant. I mean, أول علاقة عاوز أتكلم عليها, that you gave some responsibilities to somebody and you are following him up and you are commanding him to others. يعني أنت بتسنده, يعني وزعت مسؤولية وسافرت. مثلا كل واحد فيكم بقى, مش عاوز أقول أسماء, سافر وقعد فترة, he spent some time in a country and then he assigned some mission to somebody from the local servant. He needs to be followed up, he needs support from others. Whoever going to this country, he should know that he, this man is doing so and so. So this kind of relationship is very needy to the service. So he said, servant of Kanfaria, CBD. عاوز يقول دي المسؤول عن المنطقة دي. فده دي حتة مهمة في حياة البريتشر, لأن ساعات الواحد you may send others to help him in some area and you ignore what happened before. And this is, you know, very big mistake in service. Also, you can see the kind of encouragement and compliment he is giving to the servants there. St. Paul is always, you know, famous of this kind of compliments. يعني دايما لسانه حلو قوي لما يتكلم على خدام معه. He always see the servants, the fellow servants are very precious to him, are very great in their service, and he really recommend them to others. Also, you know what he had said in Romans, assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Assist her in whatever business she is doing. So facilities and instructions, this is a major point. And for this kind of relationship, عندك خادم انت معينه او تلميذ من تلاميذك, facilitate his mission, give him facilities, send him facilities, and give him instructions what to do. عشان في وقت بيبقى محتاس مش عارف يعمل ايه. فكل ده واضح من سياق الكلام لبولس الرسول. طبعا مش عاوز اعلق انه عامل واحده مسؤوله عن منطقه. احنا مش بنتكلم هنا في بريستوود يعني كهنوت, لا, هي مسؤوليه خدميه. ففيبي دي خادمه كنخارية, ففي الميشنري ورك you may assign some women for a service, لانها she is starting that church matters but not the priesthood matters. Also kind of support and delegation. Quite clear in this passage that he is delegating many responsibilities to others and he is supporting his service. Okay? And in what written in Timothy, do not rebuke an older man. You should respect the age. Although you may be like the يعني رئيس المشن, إنما you should respect the old man. Exhort him as a father and treat the younger men as brothers and treat the older women as mothers, treat the younger women as sisters with all purity. You should have this pure heart in dealing with whoever. The old age you should respect, the old age in women like mothers, and the younger age like sisters and brothers. And by doing this, your relations are very pure. And these pure relations stand strong in the mission work. Okay? بعد كده بيقول ايه in the same chapter of Romans 16. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the church of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaminondas, who is the first fruits of Asia, Asia the Minor Asia, to Christ. In this passage also you could see Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers. He never say my disciples. No, they are my fellow workers. And if you know the story of Priscilla Aquila, they were a couple and they had the same work like St. Paul before. Khayyamin, khiyam. They invited him home and he spent many days, and somebody say that he may spend many months in their home. And they assisted the service in many ways. So he considered these days and he is saying, fellow workers risked their own necks, because you know he was always مطلوب القبض عليه في أغلب البلاد. They risked their own necks, يعني كان عرضوا نفسهم للخطورة. There was some risk in harboring St. Paul in their home, يعني they exposed to danger. So you should always remind yourself of those who started the service with you. They are not preachers like St. Paul. They cannot give sermons like St. Paul. They do not do miracles like St. Paul. But they had a great part in missionary work, even by their home help, or their couple standing as brothers and sisters for him at a time. The church that is in their house, this kind of hospitality is very much needed. And many of you who visited some countries, we cannot start the service without this kind of hospitality. We need it actually. Those who are living there in any country, they are the start of the mission usually. Epenetus and Pelias likewise greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epenetus, who is the first fruit of Asia to Christ. And also in verse 8, greet Ampelias, my beloved in the Lord. The first fruit of Asia. So you know, you can remember one day that the first fruit in Zimbabwe or Namibia or Philippines was such a girl who stick to you and were a very good disciple, and after many years she or he is the head of the ministry there. So the first fruit is very, you know, يعني مفرح يعني. Very precious طبعا, لأنه له ذكريات جميلة, فهو مش قادر ينسى طبعا. روما مليانة مسيحيين دلوقتي لأن روما دي اتكتبت متأخر شوية. إنما he couldn't forget that he was the first fruit. فده إحساس حلو أن أنت دايما هيبقى عندك memories جميلة في بعض البلاد. Also my beloved in the Lord, يعني دايما بتفتكر إن شخصيات معينة that you spent a very good time with them, although St. Paul was traveling here and there all over the world in his last days, but he couldn't see his fellow workers. He couldn't see those who started the service with him and those who had hard time together facing the problems of missionary. So he is honoring everyone. Also he's saying, greet Mary who labored much for us. سلموا على ماري التي تعبت, مريم هي التي تعبت معنا كثيرا. ظن الآكد يعني some women they have no part actually in the missionary, in the exact missionary work, but they may cook for the missionary workers, they may help in the hospitality. يعني في ستات هتقابلوهم في الخدمة ليهم دور كبير قوي على فكرة, احنا بننساه, لكن بيبقوا زي الأمهات ليكوا wherever you go, اللي بتشيلوا وتحطوا وتنظف وتحضر الأكل وترجعوا تلاقوا أكله. هذا جزء كبير قوي من نجاح أي خدمة برضه. فيمكن ده ماري دي واحدة من دول اللي ذكر اسمها في الكتاب عشان يعني kind of كرامة ليها أنها she had such part in the missionary work, who labored much for us. This kind of encouragement is very much needed, and gratitude to her for her work. Greet Andronikos and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are for naught among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Look carefully to this. He is considering many points very important to them. That they were بلديات, countrymen, بلديات. أنا فهمها كده صح؟ هي معناها كده. طبعا الحتة دي بتفرق, لأنه sometimes يعني they may boost saying Saint Paul بلديتنا, واخدين بالكم؟ فهو he is confirming this. يس سلموا على فلان بلدياتي. فالناس بتبقى فرحانة بحاجات معينة. He considered my fellow prisoners. طبعا ده بقى ايه حاجة مهمة تاني, يعني ابو زمول بقى يعني كده يعني سان بول بيفتكر ايام السجن, فبيقول ده بقى الزنزان اللي جنبي. Who are of note among the apostles. Of note يعني ايه؟ يعني I think برضو يعني صلحوا لي, لكن he is really known, well known عند الرسل, يعني رجل معترف به, رجل مقدر, عمل علامة, أو يعني رجل له باع, يعني في العرب يقول لك ده معروف. خلي بالكم من طريقة التشجيع. احنا we know nothing about his role in mission. احنا لغاية دلوقتي ما نعرفش, حتى ما حدش يفتكر اسمه أندرونيكوس ده وجونيا. إنما شوفوا كمية التشجيع وكمية الشكر. He is so and so and so. Fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. This is actually a kind of humbleness from St. Paul, that he is saying this man specifically knew Christ before me. He was baptized before I knew Christ. So this is very, you know, like credit for him. Also in the same chapter, greet Herodion, my countryman. Also greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. The same ideas. Others like greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stichus or Stachys, my beloved fellow worker and my beloved. You know, some kind of commonly used terms, my beloved. So really habibi, and he's honest saying so. He really loved these people and had great memories with them. So I want to mention this. The relationships in missionary work are kind of love. We may forget many of the obstacles happened in missionary work. We may forget the hard time we had. We may forget even the achievements we had done. But we will never forget the love and the time, the love time we spent together. So they were all named the beloved. يعني وفعلا فكرهم بيحبوهم. And the fellow worker, he never considered himself as superior to any of them. Also, greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. أهل بيت, خلي بالكم التعبير أهل بيت يعني إيه؟ Kind of children and wife and واخدين بالكم. So he spent most of, يعني غالبا he spent some days in these houses. That's why he couldn't maybe remember the names of the kids. But he is saying سلموا على فلان وأهل بيته. So he is considering the family of Aristobulus مثلا, approved in Christ. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenience. Apollos had some problem with St. Paul, but it was never personal problem. That when he went to Corinthus, St. Paul had many disciples, and when he left Corinthus, to go other countries. Then Apollos came after him, and because he was talented in preaching, he made himself many other disciples. After some time, there was some problem saying, we are Apollos' disciples, and these people are saying we are Paul's disciples, and there was a real problem. And it was mentioned clearly in the first letter to Corinthians. So Saint Paul, with his open heart, he asked Saint Apollos to go to them again, but he refused. He refused because he didn't want to nourish the problem. He didn't want to go for his disciples. He considered whoever Christian is Christ's member. So he is not his disciple or St. Paul's disciple. The same ideology of St. Paul. So look to this. They are really Neskbar. So St. Paul asked him, please go to your disciples. They were waiting you. He refused. He refused because it was not the time. In his idea, it was not the proper time because there was some kind of مين اللي احنا بتوع مين. واخدين بالكم الفكرة دي؟ شوفوا بقى حلاوة الخدام مع بعض. Relationship between Paul and Apollos is really pure and great and friendship and fellow worker. And they never think of who is following who. This is not the idea of evangelism ever. He was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he had a convenient time. Others like Greet, Tryphena, and Tryphosa, these are like two sisters who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. You know, this is also a commonly used term, labored in the Lord. He couldn't remember much about the service, or he couldn't mention many services, but he was quite sure that they labored for the Lord. تعبوا عشان ربنا. Whatever kind of تعب, this is very much considered to the Lord. So by just mentioning their names, he is, fixing the idea of just do whatever you have and give your effort to the Lord. Labored in the Lord, labored much in the Lord. This is his way of mentioning whatever kind of service happened in Romans. You know, he is mentioning very many names, because he was not allowed to visit Rome at that time. So he was sending these greetings richly because he couldn't go. And he promised them to go many times. He couldn't because of the political system, and many hadas could happen. So he is trying to greet name by name because of the problems. He couldn't go. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Rufus, he was mentioned in St. Mark's Gospel. Some scholars consider this Rufus is the one named or mentioned in the Gospel of St. Mark, where in the chapter 15, then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, Sam'an القيرواني. فاكرينه سمعان القيرواني ده اللي عمل ايه اللي شال الصليب. This happened before the letter of Romans, like 30 years ago. The cross of the Christ was like in the year 30. Okay, now we are in the year 60 of the first century while writing the letter to Romans, you understand? But this Simon the Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, because Saint Mark was writing his gospel right before the time of Romans. Saint Mark gospel written in the 50s. So most probably this Simon the Syrian was dead But the commonly يعني المعروفين في الوقت ذا, the well known people are his sons. That's why he was writing in his gospel سمعان القيرواني أبو ألكسندر وروفس. It had nothing to do with the days of the cross. But nowadays, while writing the gospel or the letter, Alexander and Rufus are well-known names in the church. You understand? لكن سمعان القيرواني غالبا الله يرحمه. فاهمين؟ أو مش ما نسمعش بيه. لكن شوف الأيام بتمشي إزاي. الراجل اللي شال صليب المسيح اللي كان مثلا ابنه قد كده بقى تلميذ بولس بعدها بسنين طويلة. فعشان كده بيقول children by the Lord, in the Lord, as if he was chosen in his father when he carried his cross. So the faith came into this house, and Rufus was one of the chosen to know Christ. And he was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross. Okay. And his mother looked at this. His mother and mine. تعبير رومية 16 أمه أمي. تعبير كده بالعربي. سلموا على روفس المختار وعلى أمه أمي. طبعا التعبير ده جميل ليه؟ simply يوريك برضو relationships بتاعت سان بول. He was respecting جدا الـ old age, ولما بيدخل في بيت بيعامل الأمهات like his mother. And they loved him as their son. فأي واحدة كان مثلا روفس ده هيبقى صديق بولس أو زميله في الخدمة, إنما while doing the service together his mother like Paul mother. فهو فاكر الحتة دي, ودي كرامة ليها لما يقول his mother and mine, يعني مامته بقت زي ماما. Another kind of greetings, greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philogus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The Church of Christ greet you. So, all the saints, it's important to name the names and to know the names. تعرفين بعد كده هتكتشف انه بيفرق عند ولادك في اي خدمة انه هم they found out that they, you know their names as if you are praying for them name by name. So this is essential in your service. While going to any country, they will wait to really remember my name. So this is important in our service. So he is naming many names without specific works or service, just naming them is very essential in the relationship, that they are in his heart and considered all saints. Greet one another with a holy kiss. It's the message, the final message. Like I love you, all of you, you should love each one. يعني لازم تحبوا بعضيكم زي ما أنا بحبكم. This is the verse we took in the liturgy. قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة المقدس. It was taken from this verse. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Tucipater, my countrymen, greet you. So this is the group with St. Paul. You understand? He was sending greetings to these tens of names because they are living in Rome. Now he is sending from Corinthus. The group with him in Corinthus, he is also considering them and sending the greetings by their names. فهمت الفكرة؟ عاوز العلاقة ما تبقاش هو الأساس يعني. ده فريق هنا وده فريق هنا, كله يحب بعض وكله يعرف بعض. So Timothy, Lucius and others greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle. You know, it came like a time that St. Paul was not writing the letter because he couldn't see well. So he used to dictate the letters. كان بيملي غالبا. So Tertius, the one who was writing after St. Paul, he هو قال له اكتب اسمك انت كمان، فقال I Tertius who wrote this epistle greet you in the Lord. يبقى حتى اللي بيكتب قال له برضو حط اسمك سلم عليه. Gaius my host and the host of the whole church. Gaius was most probably like a rich man, and most probably he is the one who was also mentioned in St. John letters. إلى غايوس الحبيب في رسائل يوحنا. For some scholars consider this Gaius is the one who also considered in St. John. But you know, St. John letter was sent like 30 years after this one. رسائل يوحنا اتبعتت في التسعينات. احنا هنا في الستينات. But يمكن غايوس عاش. غايوس ده بيسموه مضيف الكنيسة, the host of the church. And in any country you will find such person, the host of the church. The kind people who have some money and some relations and are very important in missionary work. So St. Paul, he is saying greetings to Gaius, my host, because he spent many nights in his home, and the host of the whole church greets you. That this is in Corinthians, you know, عشان كده بيسمي the host, هو اللي بيبعت لكم السلامات. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, a brother. So he is sending some greetings from the group of servants with him and other relations around him to the same group of Romans. Gaius, the host of the whole church. And this is clear in St. John, the third letter of St. John, the elder to the beloved Gaius. So most probably he was very old at that time. So it goes with what scholars said, that Gaius mentioned in Romans 16 is the same Gaius mentioned in the last letter of St. John after many years. Whom I love in truth. So he was beloved by the apostles, by St. Paul in the early days and by St. John in the late days. So look to this. This is kind of reviewing what we have said. The relationships of a preacher is kind of being a member of any family. Try to be like a member of any family you visit. This is your success. If they consider you as their son or brother or sister or father, but being a member of any family, this is the real success in missionary. Consider others, all others, like co-servants or fellow servants. Everybody can do something. Each one can help in serving. So please look to them in this way. كل واحد يقدر يعمل حاجة بس شوف اللي يعمل. Kind of relations is disciples. And give much love and care to those who are spending much time with you as disciples, because this is the core of service, this is the cornerstone of missionary, the disciples. You will leave them in their country and they will do kul hak. So this is kind of relationship, that you have a good tight and bond between you and your disciples. Other kind of relations, like the hospitality and accommodation. Spend very good time with those who are serving by hospitality and giving accommodation, because this is very essential too. Other relations, like if you had to spend some time in a prison, also remember others who are in the same prison. Keep the memories, because people like or love memories. So when it comes to memories and you are memorizing some good days with good people, this, you know, affect the relation much and strengthen the love bonds. In all relationships, you should respect everybody and appreciate whatever they do. This is قاعدة مهمة, very important rule, that you respect and appreciate whatever they do. Also be thankful and show your gratitude. Be thankful to others and show your gratitude. Some of the servants are, you know, very good in serving, but a bit tough in relationships. And this affects their service. No, you have to be sweet and kind and very gentle in relationships, because this affects the machinery work in the future. Although you are very, you know, disciplined and organized and timetabled, but you should also be kind and thankful and show gratitude to others. In all relations, remember love and longings. Show love to everybody, pure love to everybody. Also in all relations, pray for them. Pray for those who are serving with you, and you may go to other countries, but don't forget them. In all relationships, be kind of fellow or disciple to others. Although you may be the key person of machinery in some country, but still you should learn from others. حتى لو كبرت تعلم، لأن في ناس حواليك فيها حاجات طبيعية مش عندك. Don't stand always in the foots of a teacher. Please try to be a student or a disciple at many times. So these four relations will help you to succeed in your mission. Glory to God. Amen. حد عندي سؤال أو تعليق أو comment؟ عربي أو إنجليزي أو هندي؟ ممكن تعرفوا تقولوا هندي. ها، approved in Christ. أقول لكم حاجة أنا هقولها أتخيل. ساعات واحد يكون إيه يعني على الباب، ما احناش عارفينه معانا ولا لسه مش معانا، فلما يجي مثلا أبونا الأسقف يقول فلان ده مننا، بيريح النفوس أنه ما تقعدوش تتشككوا فيه كتير، هو كويس. فأبروفد دي ممكن تبقى كده مسج يعني تشجعه وتخلي النفوس تهدى كمان.